News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Part of our series, Reimagining Ireland, we're taking a look at our high streets and town centres. Can the main street survive the pandemic? To discuss this, we're joined by Bill Grimsey, ex-CEO of Wix and Iceland and author of the Grimsey Review. Bill, our cities here, I mean, I cycle home through Dublin after the show every morning. It's like a ghost town and it's not nice to see. And I do worry about how our city is going to recover and will it recover? And I'm sure that's shared across many cities across Europe. Is there a solution? Are you concerned as well?
I'm not concerned at all. I think the future is very exciting, but you have to make some huge, courageous changes, and your place leaders need to take responsibility for curating the place. This is not a pandemic-driven issue. This was happening and started to happen in the noughties. We're changing our patterns. Technology is taking over. Online shopping is here to stay. And what the pandemic did is it accelerated the patterns that were already happening 10 years. So we are now in 2030 as far as retail is concerned. We were predicting that online would go to about 30% by 2030. It's gone there now. So what we need to do is to reinvent these towns around something other than just retail and put the 20th century into the past and start to curate these places based on heritage around a community hub that is based on health, education, entertainment, leisure, housing, and you'll get shops as well. But we've really got to have our place leaders step up and make plans to do that.
So just in very practical terms, just in your concept, in your imagination, what will the high street of, say, 2040 look like? What kind of shops will be there? What kind of buildings and businesses is the word I'm looking for? What kind of businesses will be there?
Well, first of all, these places will be carless. They'll be highly pedestrianised. We will have mobility hubs. We'll have electric transport that will get us to these places. And they will have businesses which will be based around an experience so that you're attracted to go there for that experience, which could be based on whatever the brand is for that town. So we're going to have to brand our town. The 20th century, we cloned every town, made them all look the same. Now there's an opportunity to take the heritage and brand the town and make it a place that you want to go to for a great experience. So you might have virtual reality businesses. You may have health-based businesses. You'll have more housing. So the populace will be there. And then there'll be shops. And those shops will be independent shops. They won't be based on big brands. Which is great, which gives it its own unique identity, because towns will need to compete in the future for people to live, work, play and visit.
Is it going to then, is it like, I mean, to use an analogy of, say, New York, is it kind of more Greenwich Village than, I don't know, what's the big shopping where Macy's is? Is it more that little kind of boutique shops, restaurants, various businesses? Is that what we're looking at?
Yes, it's more to do with exciting regions to go there. You know, in the past, we've gone to our town centres and places because of a retail proposition. Now we will go in the future, and by the time we exit this century, it'll be so different, remarkably different, and it all based around technology and what's unique about the place. And what's great about Ireland and the UK is that we've got such wonderful heritage on which to build some brands around them. Dublin is a fantastic place. I love it to death. And, you know, there's so much history there that could be could make it an exciting place. And it's already exciting, so that you've got a head start.
Okay, really interesting and really interesting perspective, Bill. I suspect you're absolutely right the way things are heading. Bill Grimsey there, ex-CEO of Wix and Iceland, author of the Grimsey Review. Let us know what you think and keep your ideas coming in as well on Reimagining Ireland. You can email us at reimaginingireland@newstalk.com.